This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us. And I wanted to mention that regarding Gwyneth Isaacs, I know you're all concerned. We are too. On Friday, I asked Jason if he could contact Gwyneth. I have no method of calling her, but he does. And Jason, our engineer at GCN, called, and there was no response on her phone. No ringing, nothing. Just silence. I asked him to do it again today, a few minutes ago. Same thing. No response. The phone is just not there. And we don't know her current status. We don't know. So I have emailed her since Friday morning, continuously. Have emailed her. Others have done the same thing, and we all have the same result, no response. Gwyneth Isaacs is 1/5, 20% of USA Prepares in terms of class time. She's been with us for about 5 years. She lives in a mud brick farmhouse. I'm not sharing any secrets that you don't know. She collects water from her roof, diverts it into a catchment system. Carries it with buckets into the house. If she wants to make tea, she has to gather firewood, put it in the wood stove inside the house, light it, wait till it warms up, brings a kettle of warm water to temperature, and then she can make tea from herbs that she grew in her garden. But she had to think about that a year before in order to start growing the herbs to make the pot of tea today. That's who she is. She's exposed a lot of corruption. The police come knocking at her door. She's threatened continuously. All she wants to be is left alone. She's a brilliant, brilliant writer. Brilliant. I've seen her work. I have a copy in front of me. I have a copy of a book that she titled Letters to Vincent. I happen to be Vincent. I just brought it up. She sent it to me for safekeeping, as well as showing me that it's paginated. This work is a collection of emails from Gwyneth to me and a few emails from me to Gwyneth in response. 2019 through within the last month. I did a word count. 67,125 words. 372,000 characters. 847 pages. 847 pages. I have them right in front of me. And the plan was that she was going to publish this to get some funds so that she could buy the things that she needs. And she needed her cell phone in order to do it, because her cell phone is her link to the internet. That's how she gets the internet, through her cell phone. She's attached her notebook computer to her cell phone, and her cell phone will transmit and receive to the internet. She ran out of cell phone credits. The last thing she did was send me this book. In ebook form. It's raw. It's not 100% finished, but it's usable as it is. and the plan was to get it sold. And Arjun is working on the website, 5MinuteUniversity.com, which is my website for USA Preparers for the school. And there's a space for this book. All we have to do is get Gwyneth to say, okay, it's finished, here it goes. She'll publish it on Amazon or some other on-demand site. It will be available for purchase. You'll be able to purchase it. You'll be able to read what she says to me in private. She is the finest author I have ever seen, bar none, period. And in that light, I asked her if she wouldn't mind taking my book, the Tips book, and editing it. And I said, Gwyneth, I'd like to give you half of the proceeds from the book. And that's what I intend to do. So my plan, that's my plan to help rescue Gwyneth. Letters to Vincent. I gave her my permission. This is private letters. I gave her my permission. They're in there. I have not edited them. I have not said, no, he can't say this, he can't say that. It's all there. But we can't find Gwyneth. We don't know where she is. We have no way of contacting her. And if you happen to be a person who needs a ghostwriter, she's your gal. She is your gal. Charles in Ohio wrote a manual on closed-loop automobile engines, 85% efficient. Gwyneth has it. She's working on it. So she's working on that book, Letters to Vincent. She's already published 3 books, plus the book on the tips, which is the class textbook for 5-Minute University. If you don't think we've been demonetized, class, we have. We have been demonetized. Rich has. Gwyneth has. I've had at our farm 0 income for 2 years. 0. They're doing everything they can to help us. Fail. It's for real. And when we say savegcn.com, we mean it. Those commercials that I did, those announcements, if you will, for SaveGCN, that comes from the bottom of my heart. They didn't ask me to do it. I know how deep in trouble we are. We are really deep in trouble. They're attacking every single one of us. Everyone who's willing to speak up, speak out, tell the truth, we're targets. I don't have a script for this. This is just, as usual, it's just off the top of my head. I don't think Rich had any idea exactly what I might have said today, but he just heard it the same time you did. I am really concerned. Now, I can go back to just farming and USA Preparers and those like us will be off the air. And then what? Then what? One of the pioneers in this arena of free speech, my dear friend John, died. He died. He's not coming to the house this Christmas. He died. We've lost 3 members of our family so far, 2 that I told you about and 1 in the last 10 days to COVID. This gentleman was a farmer on my wife's side of the family. He happened to be in a nursing home. Everybody's tested. Make sure nobody's positive for COVID. He's doing great. Gets COVID and dies. How'd that happen? It did. The other 2? Visiting nurses came to their house. You know, check on them, make sure that their temperature was good, they're okay. Once a week visitation. They both got COVID from the visiting nurses, the spreaders, the carriers, and they died. That's three. This is as serious as it gets. Free speech is under assault. We now have a ministry of truth. George Orwell was right. He was right. 1984. It's here. Big Brother. Ministry of Truth. But he didn't talk about cell phone radiation killing you. He didn't talk about the microwave ovens killing you. And if you think about this, class, what are two things that most people would really, really, really not like to be without? What would that be? Cell phone's probably number one. And close behind it might be their car and their microwave oven. And what do they have in common? Well, the microwave oven's at 2.45 gigahertz. Wireless cell phones at 2.45 gigahertz. And cars have Bluetooth and communications at the cellular telephone level at 2.45 gigahertz. Three of the things that most people want to have are killing them. Add to that the jab, and what do you have? Well, it sounds to me like you have annihilation, genocide, omnicide, carnage, massacre, extermination, slaughter, mass murder, mass extinction. Rich, back to you.
And don't forget global dictatorship. Okay, folks, I'm going to go back to talking about some homework here on healthcare. Okay, I'm going to have to start.
Rich,
moving
did you have any comments about what I said about Gwyneth?
It's all true. I suggested when we talked privately that we do an auction for Gwyneth. And the reason why I'm not commenting on it, Vince, is and we've talked about this the other day. When you try to help somebody, and people, you can relate to that. Some people don't want to be helped for whatever reason. In fact, the people who need the most help often don't want to be helped. Maybe it's pride, maybe it's ego, and I don't think Gwyneth is like that. But I guess where I'm going is I would love to help her, whether it be with donations, and you got the PayPal account article that I sent you yesterday as well that I've read over the past few weeks in different contexts and different stories where PayPal is even blocking independent monies from independent media going to patriots. So it's getting tougher, and that's why I suggested doing an auction. And let's say you sell a car and you give X percentage of those proceeds to Gwyneth. But where I'm going is you have to get, because some people take things the wrong way. Even though they know deep down in their heart that you're trying to help them, you still got to get their permission before you move forward. So that being said, I'm going to go back to my homework here, Vince, to try to save more lives, and I'm not going to get to 20% of what I've prepared. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to move on.
Yeah, we're
going
into
break.
I just want to say that PayPal has moved against Publishers Consortium News and Mint Press, and they've confiscated their funds for 180 days, and they may not give the funds back. Seriously.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you want to send me an email with advice and counsel on how we can help Gwyneth in Australia, instructor at usaprepares.com, instructor at usaprepares.com. USAPrepares is one word. Instructor at usaprepares. And the problem that we've been talking about is with PayPal. I have from Natural News an article that Rich sent me. It's a message comes up from PayPal saying you can't use PayPal anymore. At PayPal, we value your safer community for our customers. To do business, we noticed activity in your account that is inconsistent with our user agreement, and therefore we can no longer offer you PayPal services. And what they, end quote. And what they've done is they've locked down $9,300 from one of its customers, and they feel that maybe they'll let the money be released after 180 days or longer than that, and or maybe they're just going to keep that $9,300 as compensation for, quote, damages, end quote, whatever that means. There's no judge. There's no jury. This is totally secret. This is big tech squashing us like bugs. That's what that is. That's my opinion. Rich, this is really serious. We're being demonetized, and our method of moving funds around is being slowly, well, not even slowly, insidiously curtailed. Back to you.
Well, Vince, I even have more nefarious information. Unfortunately, I'm not going to have the time to deliver it all, but when I'm on with Kyle on Thursday, hopefully I can give more of this information. So I'm going to go back to some important information on healthcare, folks. I'm omitting a lot of information here, but hopefully I'll make up for it on Thursday. Expect rise in U.S. COVID deaths, hospital admissions over the next 4 weeks, CDC forecast. What do you think I'm going with this? Next, Biden regime warns COVID could infect 100 million people this fall just in time for the midterm elections. Look, what they are, they're already spinning a narrative and trying to sell it to you that they want to lock down. They want to mask you, whether it be COVID or they release a real serious bioweapon is yet to be determined. But that's what they want. They don't want midterm elections. They don't want fair elections. They don't want U.S. sovereignty. They don't want the Bill of Rights. They don't want the rule of law. They don't want truth. Next, Bill Gates, COVID disease of elderly, low fatality rate, kind of like the flu. So basically what you're seeing, and this is just one of a thousand examples I could have produced today, but I don't because of time, is that they're basically walking back a lot of stuff because they want to give themselves plausible deniability. So if they end up in a Nuremberg 2 trial, they can say, well, look, I just said it was like the flu. This is how they do it. Because when you own the lawyers and the judges and the bankers and politicians, this is how you do it. Next, creepy Bill Gates, after what I just told you, there's a new article on the Gateway Pundit. Creepy Bill Gates plans to hire a 3,000-person social media team to push vaccines and suppress any differing information. Again, who did that? Stalin, Lenin, or the Nazis. They had a truth department. This is all part of the psyops. Next, I'm going to start this with a question. Is Prudential aware that fully jabbed people are getting sick and dying in droves? And that's in the middle of this article. Of course, I shortcut everything because of time. The article is titled Prudential Financial, America's Largest Insurer, Officially Ends COVID Jab Requirement. What do they know that they aren't saying? Now, think about this. 2 years into this, folks, almost 2 years, now they're saying you don't need the jab. I want you to think about how I want you to remember some of the articles we gave. Remember the CEO, I think it was One American Insurance Company, reported revealing death claims are up 40% since the jabs were unleashed in all age groups. Do you remember the CEOs from insurance companies who came out with similar information and got fired? I just want to remind you. So what I'm going to do here, folks, I'm not going to have the time. I'm going to have to go back into healthcare on Thursday. What I'm going to do is go into general news, and I'm just going to rip through as much as I can. Independent journalist says reports and Russian troops digging mass graves near Ukrainian city are fake. Fake. Be careful what you hear, folks. Be careful. They're panicking because of the biolabs and laundering that's been money laundering that's been discovered. Vet everything. Read research. Think for yourself. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. Cecilia Rousey is the chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. She tells CNN the president is working to lower costs for everyone.
He's also been focused on reducing the cost for families on really important items, such as reducing prescription costs, making child care and home care more affordable, lowering the cost of housing, which we know will increase economic growth.
Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe portrait is now the most expensive American art piece ever auctioned. It sold Monday for $195 million. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As pro-abortion groups continue to protest outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices, Congress is taking action.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Pilots for Alaska Airlines are voting on a strike. Voting opened on Monday and ends May 25th. Contract negotiations between the airline and pilots are at a standstill. The Airline Pilots Association saying the company has failed to meet demands for better pay and scheduling. The union saying it won't stop until pilots get a contract they deserve. I'm Tim Berg. Tom Brady is already locking in his next plans after he's done playing football. The seven-time Super Bowl champion will be joining Fox Sports as the network's lead analyst. Brady will call Fox's biggest NFL games and serve as an ambassador. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, folks, I'm going to move on to general news here. Look, this is why I do this, because I'm very well prepared with a lot of information. I know I go off into tangents, and I know I get into detail early on in the broadcast, and as the broadcast proceeds, I run out of time and I shortcut my shortcuts. So pardon me, but I just feel that there's so much information that needs to get out to the American people and the people of the world. Okay, so here we go. Next, CDC spent $420,000 tracking Americans who violated lockdown by going to church during the pandemic. Okay, word for word, I did not alter that title. I never do. Now, I have a question here. How come the so-called fact checkers are saying that the cell phone tracking system is not reliable when it comes to tracking the 2,000 mules, but they can track within 6 feet of people who go to church? See, it's called hypocrisy and double standards. It's called lying, gaslighting, hoaxes, false flags. It's propaganda through and through, and you have to recognize what they do. Same thing with this next article. Same NPR reporter who lied about masking feud between Gorsuch and Sotomayor. Remember that several months ago? Well, now she claims that the SCOTUS leak came from a conservative clerk. This is what they do. They don't even have proof. They just say crap. It's a crapola line. That's what they do. None of it's authentic. They don't give any proof for anything. Next. Biden says war in Ukraine is good for American jobs. So profiting from death and destruction, mostly from poor people who have no representation, is good for American jobs. Well, is Palestine good for American jobs? How about Libya and Syria? What about Yemen and Afghanistan? Oh, Iraq? Was that good for American jobs? How about Somalia? Oh, that's right. Those countries didn't have biolabs funded by the U.S. cartels and wasn't discovered for money laundering. Oops, my bad. See, the only benefits for American jobs is the military-industrial complex, folks. Next, false flag coming. This is why I wanted to go into general news. This is very disturbing. This is just one article. I could have put 100 here, but again, because of time, I can't. As U.S. inches closer to war, Department of Homeland Security releases report claiming domestic extremists are set to target the power grid. This is basically not just an implication. They're setting up a narrative that somebody, some mercenary, somebody who's bought and paid for, some planned, scripted theater is going to possibly do this, and they're letting us know, and they're going to blame it on, you know, a Trump supporter. You can't even make this stuff up. Project Veritas. Records show several people Biden led into the U.S. are from Afghanistan and national security threats. In other words, terrorists. It's proven that Biden is letting in terrorists into this country. Look, this is a takedown. Forget about the left-right paradigm. The Democrat Party has been 100% hijacked, and the Republican Party is hardly angels either. That's why we call them rhinos and neocons in a lot of cases. Okay, next. CNN claims Capitol Police warning the far right is calling for violence after abortion ruling. I had so many articles on abortion, and I'm just going to do this one because I don't have the time. But I want you to think about what the powers that be really want. They don't want to see law and order. They don't want to see prosperity. They don't want to see representation for the bottom 93%. They don't want common sense or logic. And basically, they don't want us to see the separation of a lifestyle in a red state versus a blue state. This is why there's so much blue state hypocrisies and double standards. No election integrity, no borders. The big wealthy families are owning and controlling the Democrats and the rhinos. That's why we need to call them traitors and sellouts, because that's more appropriate. These people are basically like an artificial intelligence program bot. They just get told to sell a narrative which only makes the rich richer. So I want you to just think about that. Okay. Pardon my tangent. Next. Economy surge in retailers failing to make rent. I'm going to give a bunch of economic articles here, and I'm even shortcutting these. Please pardon me. I'm trying to keep it in context. Recession looming. This is all under the Biden economy. I want you to think about how it was almost a well-oiled machine with President Trump. You got to remember, a year. This has been a year and a half. This is total destruction by plan. This is scripted. We were energy independent. But these people want depopulation. Okay, recession looming. U.S. GDP down 5 months in a row. Last high was October of 21. Next, truckers aren't buying the price hike spin as diesel hits new high. Of course, it's all planned. All planned. It's not even by Biden. He's a puppet. A puppet. A New World Order puppet. Next, natural gas prices soar 216% under Biden. Heating oil soars 199%. Mortgage rates up 87%. Gasoline up 80%. Food up 59%. Commodities up 63%. Crude up. I'm sure Brent is up, too. Rents are up at least 17%. Look, we can go on and on and on. And what are the consequences? The consequences are what you are seeing now. We've talked about this. I talked about it in the book. It's all coming to fruition. California startup offering cocoon-like pods to allow 14 residents to share a single house. That's what they want. They want everybody living on top of each other, mostly in urban, suburban America. They want there's going to be a couple people in that house who are paid to tattletale on everybody else if they do or say something that they shouldn't. That's not part of the narrative. Next, workgroup productivity under Biden experienced a 7.5% drop. Biggest decline since 1947. So basically when we just came out of World War II and we're trying to get back on our feet, that's what the big, that we're seeing that type of decline in worker productivity. And this goes to everything that we've talked about, how they plan to have certain groups lower the bars of standards and expectation, where hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, and expectations mean nothing, eliminating the rule of law with presidents, making useful idiots stick up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun instead of doing their job. There's no more value left in America, folks. Next, Mayorkas claims not aware of disinformation czar's crazy TikTok videos. Do you remember when we talked about her? She's like a karaoke machine. She's singing everywhere. Remember last week I talked about how one of her songs were, "Who Do I F?" Rhymes with duck. Can't say it on AM and FM radio. "Who Do I F to Get Ahead?" That's some of the songs that she sings publicly. Next, 14 state attorney generals demand DHS Secretary Mayorkas resigned for violating oath to protect and defend U.S. borders. See, we have no rule of law, folks. It's gone. There's no law enforcement. Everybody's either a mercenary or a Black Lives Matter or Antifa. They're all bought and paid for because no one wants to do their job. It boils down, when I talk about the delegitimization of work for 11 years on national radio, I've proven everything I've said. And Vince, you've read my book, I know you have. A lot of it was speculation using the facts of the day, and I basically said where we were predicting where we were going with specific behaviors. Do you think I was pretty accurate in the book?
You were so accurate that Rob and Laura sent me an email about your accuracy, how they read your book, how they took the advice and counsel of the USA Prepares instructors, and they bought a place, and they're looking forward to homeschooling and living the way we do. Rich, you said something really important, and you spent only a few seconds on it. You're talking about cocoon living in California. Class, let me explain what this is. This is, you rent an apartment, okay? And in that apartment is a set of bunk beds. So there's one upper and one lower. And they're actually little cubes. And the entire floor space of the bunk bed is the shape, the size of the mattress. That's it. There's 14 beds, so maybe that could be as many as 28 people living here in that cocoon. But you get to share the kitchen, and you get to share two bathrooms. And the rent is about $800 to $850 for that. That's how the elite want you to live. And they are cocoons. If you were to look at a beehive, that's what it is. It's unbelievable. So the American dream is over. Absolutely over. Until the people decide that they've had enough, whenever that is. I'm not advocating it. I'm just going to sit back and watch it, as will many of you. It's coming. It's coming. People have had it. Gas is at record prices right now, and so is diesel. And the train lines want to reduce rail transportation 50%, 50%. That means chlorine for water treatment, coal will be reduced 50%. When that happens, you're going to see blackouts, brownouts, and the unavailability of potable water from your municipal tap. That's where we're going. And you got to think about it. How did this happen so quickly? It couldn't have happened this quickly if it weren't engineered. And here we are. We've been warning you. Food is number one. Food is number two. And food is number three. And start growing it right now. Right now. Right now. And Rich mentioned that I won't be here on Thursday. I won't be here on Thursday. I'll tell you I'll probably tell you Friday what happened. Rich, back to you.
You know, I wish I had more time, because one of my business model ideas was to see if I could bring back disco. But obviously, I'm not going to have time for that either. Now, what Vince was talking about regarding clean energy, keep in mind, California keeps bragging that they're 100% clean energy for the first time, with solar dominating. And I'm all for solar. I live off-grid. I have solar. But they also import 26% of their electricity from other states. And that includes my state here in Montana. It's called the Libby Dam. Last I checked, that's part of the 26% they have importing to them. We'll be right back, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last segment of today's class, Rich Sheban is in the front of the class at the blackboard. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, I'm just going to rip through as many articles as possible. We're down 2 minutes. And just to put an exclamation point on what Vince was talking about regarding so-called clean energy, and California has already announced through their energy officials that there's going to be blackouts for up to 4 million people this summer. To keep in mind, it takes a lot more BTUs to cool a home than it does to heat one. All right. Biden committed another impeachable offense by refusing to assert operational control over the U.S.-Mexico border. Look, this is all planned. It's in the white papers of the U.N. and the World Economic Forum. This is part of the takedown of American sovereignty. Next, NBC calls Musk a danger, but their news director was just busted trying to meet a child, I believe it was a 15-year-old boy, for sex. I know you think I'm making some of this stuff up, folks, but I promise you I am not. Next, Governor Newsom lashes out at pro-lifers, says men cannot get pregnant, and remarks at Planned Parenthood LA headquarters. How many times have we read that men can get pregnant now, and they can't define a woman anymore? They just take a narrative to sell whatever point they want you to believe. This is why you have to read research and think for yourself. Okay, I got to move on here. Hope you're sitting down for this one. Whoopi Goldberg goes full retard after Supreme Court leak. Yes, I'm reading this directly, quoting it. Says unborn children should be asked if they want to be aborted. So I guess if you take some type of X-ray or whatever, if the kid in the womb has a thumbs up, that means he wants to live. If not, I guess you can kill the kid. I mean, think about how stupid that comment is. You just can't even make this stuff up. Okay, next. Russia is considering bringing back the gold standard, at least partially, I've read a lot about this, to maintain financial sovereignty. Putin's so bad, but yet He wants to give his people a plan B and sovereignty for their own nation. Think about that. Next. Two electric buses spontaneously explode, entire fleet taken off the road. See, it has nothing to do with safety. It has nothing to do with green. It's basically they want to eliminate. When you do this, you are going to kill billions of people on this planet. Because it's not, if you look at energy productivity, it's directly proportional to population growth. Now, if, again, you've heard me say this before, we need to have debates. If population, if 7.5-8 billion people is too much on the planet, let's do it voluntarily instead of genocide, eugenics, and war, and every, and poisoning of food and drugs and every other way they do it. Next, British midwives, you sitting down for this, folks? British midwives are now being taught how to deliver babies through male genitalia. Pardon me, I know I go off into tangents with a comment. I can't even comment on that one. Next. Leadership at Joe Biden's Disinformation Governance Board has ties to George Soros. Imagine my shock. I'm shocked right now, folks, you bet. Biden's Ministry of Truth czar quotes, parents concerned about critical race theory are disformers. We've gone way past stupid here, folks. It's beyond common sense and logic should be taken out of the dictionaries now. Next, Democrat-backed bill would authorize feds to purge U.S. military members and local police using hate crime accusations. We discussed this earlier in the program. This is how they do it. They don't want you in there. Oh, you're a controversial racist, biggest sex, and besides a homophobe, mental and voluntary conspiracy theory. That's how they do it, folks. No proof, no nothing. Next, Discovery TV. Folks, I haven't had TV living off-grid for over 14 years. Get the television out of your house. Start having discussions. Don't take your cell phone with you. The average American spends 7 to 8 hours on their television and their smartphone. Get these things out of your life. Anyway, pardon me. Discovery TV welcomes Pink Palace, in quote, where children as young as 13 are being groomed for transsexualism. Look it up. Not making it up. Next, school board president kept a dossier on 47 parents who dared speak out against his policies, and the dossier concerned basically had private information on these parents, including the social security number for doxing. Next, Washington, D.C. elementary school commands students to find a family member to accuse them of racism. This is what they're pulling right now, folks. Divide and conquer strategies. You can't even make this stuff up. Vince, any comments in the last few seconds?
Class, food is still number one. Number two and number three. Seriously, start your garden. Grow your garden. And I'll tell you more about gardening when I come back on Friday. Tomorrow we don't know if Gwyneth is going to be with us or not. We're going to find out. I'm going to find out the same time you do. Well, maybe I'll know about 5 seconds before you do. If not, I'm going to go through the list in the book of things that you should consider getting immediately. That will be tomorrow's class. Thursday, Rich Sheehan will be with Kyle. Friday, I'll be back. Rich, thanks so much for being
here. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.